Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody, or grand rising, as my sisters of the microphone say. This is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials Self-Cell Care, and I'm so excited to be here today and to have my amazing guests. I met Aaron and Dr. Ginger Decker through New Age and Quick, a holistic company and e-commerce platform. And I thought they were amazing. Then they gave me their flipping bios. I'm like rock stars, both of them, really. So please join me as I welcome Aaron and Dr. Ginger Decker. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I am really good. You know, so we met last year through New Age and Quick, and I was really inspired by your energy and your determination, your integrity, especially your integrity, and which, you know, there's not a lot of that all over the place, as you know. And And then when you agreed to come on the show, I was really grateful, of course. And then I read your bio. And they're completely different, of course, as they're supposed to be. And I'm so inspired. I'm so inspired. Who wants to talk about their story first?
We'll let ladies first. How's that?
Okay. Dr. Ginger, go ahead. How did you tell us how you got started and why you are such a advocate and really actually a trailblazer for health, right? Because you start off as an advocate, then you learn the ropes. And they're like, yeah, I don't think so. We're going to do it this way. And that's who you are. Go for it.
I like that description. Uh-huh. Yes, that pretty much sums it up. So kind of going back to where even the spark of things came from, when I was younger, my dad was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. He was told by his physician, you know, you have a tumor the size of a softball. You have 6 to 9 months to live. Get your affairs in order. He was 48 years old. And unfortunately, when I was younger, but I remember my dad always as being type A strong, like that was my dad, like I looked up to him. And when he was diagnosed, when he was told that by the guy in the white coat, get your affairs in order, basically you're going to die, that became his fate. And so, honestly, I think that should be a crime for someone to tell someone that, especially people that are looked up to like that, because we all know today there's plenty of people who have survived, you know, terminal diagnoses. And he ended up passing away a lot sooner than 6 to 9 months, and it was tragic. So I knew back then I wanted to do something in the health field, but I really didn't like what I saw in the traditional path, and that had me, as I got older, kind of exploring different options that are out there. And I ended up choosing chiropractic because I love that it's a holistic practice that looks at the body as a whole and utilizes lots of different modalities to come together. And it's definitely, you know, the other end of the spectrum than kind of allopathic medicine. And practiced for a while, went to school up in New York, and then tired of the cold, hightailed it to Florida and practiced in the sports rehab facility there for a while. And then had the opportunity to hear the director of a healing center down there, Hippocrates Health Institute, speak. And when I heard him speak, it just resonated with me. Now, let me back up. When I was in chiropractic school, I loved all the classes, but one of my favorite parts of the classes was my nutrition classes. Dr. Andrew Saul, I don't know if you all know him. He's pretty well known on orthomolecular medicine, was my instructor. And he was pretty radical for the classes back then, but I loved it. And so that really tweaked my interest. And then when I heard Brian Clement from Hippocrates Health Institute speak about the healing center down there, I was like, wow, okay, this really kind of ties in everything that I've done career-wise and then the nutrition. And that's where I actually started to really learn. I ended up teaching there, their health educator program, and that's when I really started to learn the intricacies of nutrition, ingredients, toxins, and how it all works. And that really
sourced.
Just pulled everything together.
Yeah, and how it's sourced. Right?
Yeah. Like, Oh, for sure. You know, so many health products, so many beauty products out there are literally killing us with the ingredients that are used. And why are companies using them? Because they're cheap ingredients for them. Mm-hmm. And number two, because they know the general population has no idea how to read a label or what to look for. And so I made it my mission, and now we've made it our mission to teach people these simple things. It's not rocket science. You don't have to be a doctor to understand these things, but you do need to understand what it is that you're putting in your body and how to read a simple label and what kind of maybe dozen or so red flag ingredients you want to avoid.
Well, so, and it's interesting. We have similar journeys, you and I. It wasn't my father, it was my brother, and he was a chiropractor.
Oh, wow.
And he was diagnosed with a brain tumor and was given 6 weeks to live. He was given a year. And because he understood the power of nutrition, he was the longest living survivor of a brain tumor at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Wow.
23 years.
Wow.
Because of nutrition.
For sure.
Right? In organic nutrition.
And when we both got sick at the same time, my health journey is that I was misdiagnosed at the same time that he got his brain tumor, right? I couldn't help him, and he couldn't help me, and I gained 100 pounds, you know, like right here, right? And when I learned how to reclaim my health, I went back to help him, but it was too late because I wasn't allowed in the hospital because by that time COVID had hit. You know, I mean, that's not really true. We had started before COVID, and he was out of the wheelchair and walking, and then they forgot to give him his medication, his anti-seizure medication, and 1 year later, he died because he had no nutrition. I became a nutritionist. I studied under a functional medicine doctor before that and became a nutritionist. An energy healer, and studied frequency medicine. So similar, not the same, right?
Yeah.
But pushed towards a particular type of healing because of the impact on our family. And I'm writing his book, right? So his and I'm channeling it. So most people know that I'm a medical intuitive. And so I'm channeling his part of the story and then my part, like what I did and what he did and why he did it. So and about the makeup, let's talk about the makeup. There are so many chemicals. And so if you're listening here and you want access to clean products, right? Like New Age and Quick are going to, you know, well, really New Age has the clean products. Quick will have whatever you can find that you would want to buy. We're at the cradle stages. We're very excited. I want to go to Aaron, but what I want to do is come back to you, both of you, to talk about the testing that you do on these products to give efficacy to what you say is on the label, because you talk about the label reading, and I actually designed a program to teach people about food as medicine and to teach how to read those labels and to teach, to make it easy, to give them the resources so that when they were done with me, they're empowered to do this on their own and teach their families, you know, like that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of similarities. So, Aaron Smiley, you have an amazing story. Can you share? Like, cause like, wow, knock me over.
Yeah, well, you know, we all have journeys, right? And I was blessed to grow up in a small town. And you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of or read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I always jokingly say, but it's actually true, I could have written a book, right? Mm-hmm. My dad, love him, he passed away last year, but a school teacher, growing up in a small little village, and my best friend two doors down, ironically, we both had the first name and middle name, right? And they had three boys, we had three boys, so there's this paradigm going on. And we were poor. We were probably the poorest family in that village. They, on the other hand, were the richest. His dad was actually in the direct sales industry and it was extremely successful. And so I grew up not having anything here and being a part of someone that had basically anything that they wanted. Right? But I picked up quickly on how to dream. Right? How to set goals. And so there was that little spark of entrepreneurship. And so, you know, going to school, I didn't show up very much, to be honest with you. Started a business at age 16. And quite honestly, was ultimately through a lot of hard work and an investment, able to retire financially at 32.
Nice.
And I don't know why I always wanted to be a cowboy, and so I got into riding horses and did pretty well. And you know, it's a long story. It's a fun story. in, you know, this is just me, but, you know, Jody, I made a decision. I ended up getting baptized in the middle of the arena in the back of a pickup truck and a horse taken at the national finals. Okay. And so whatever somebody believes, that's your business. But here's my point. Number one, as soon as I did that, a friend of mine said, Aaron, you're fixing to be tested. And I think this is really applicable to not just your audience, but even this time of year.
Thank you.
Right? This time of year is tough for a lot of people because we beat ourselves up. But when that person said you're fixing to be tested, okay, obviously you've gone through things, my wife has gone through things, everybody does. I thought at that time I'd been through it all. The previous 4 years to that, I had actually crushed my right arm in a piece of equipment here on the ranch. I had 12 surgeries in 28 days and four more later. For the pain, they ended up putting me on high doses of OxyContin and methadone. I was on those for a little through rehab for 3 years because the doctor looked me in the eye and said, you'll never use your arm again. By the way.
And you called BS, right?
I mean, I did. And, you know, I was going to go back. For me, the favorite part is the mind-body connection, right? And we can dive into that later. But as soon as he did that, my reaction was, Doc, you don't know if your dinner's going to be good tonight. Don't tell me what I'm going to do. I promise you I'll come back and I'll shake your hand. I didn't know it was going to take 3.5 years, but I literally went back to the hospital, found that doctor, and shook his hand. Mm-hmm. Now, I lost some pieces and parts, but I got enough use of my right arm, right, where I went on to be a two-time world champion riding horses in rodeo. But not only did I go through those 12 surgeries in 28 days, four more later, I had four lawsuits against me for different things that occurred in business and on the ranch while I was going. I was in the hospital. Somebody came to do chores and ran over my dog. I had two major fires 6 weeks apart. Business burned down, another major fire within 6 weeks of each other. My girlfriend at the time, I was sleeping with my best friend at the time, was having surgery in Minnesota at Mayo Clinic.
Not me.
Not her. No, uh-huh. This is my wife. And it was all these things turned out to be a blessing, right?
Right.
But my uncle and their mentor that helped me through most of these times both died 3 weeks apart unexpectedly. Yeah. Right? It was just one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. And even in the town where I live now, you know, people would say, you know, Aaron, if you didn't have any bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck at all. And I always thought, Jody, at least I have something going on and it's going to be okay.
Right.
Right. Right. You've got to have that positive mindset. And so long story short, little did I know, 2 days after that statement of you're fixing to be tested. And again, at that time I was financially retired. 2 days later, I got a phone call from a friend of mine who said, I'm sorry, your investment, which actually was everything that I had, turned out to be a Ponzi scheme and lost everything. So I went from financially not having to worry to I don't have any source of income. And that's when this unbelievable industry of, I'll say, people helping people,
mm-hmm.
Sharing things that we come up with that work, that are a benefit, found me. And it changed my life. It changed the trajectory. We now, it's our 19th year. We've run a ranch for at-risk kids. That would have never happened had I not gone through all those things. I literally am sitting next to not only my best friend, the love of my life, but seriously who I believe is who I was put on this earth to be with and spend the last half of my life, right? And we're given a platform, and we're honored that you've allowed us to be on the show to share, but we've given us a platform to share, and I truly believe to whom much is given, much is required, and that's why we love pouring what we've learned from our life lessons is into others.
I love this. Yeah. I don't even know where to start. Okay. So first, so cool that you're also an equestrian. Let's start with that. I grew up as an equestrian. So my brothers were barrel racers and they did reining. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah. And around the country. So they were state champions. That's just like a fun thing. Really cool thing, what I love that you spoke about, is about mindset. Because everything is mindset. Your health is your mindset. What you, and my parents, while not perfect, because that doesn't exist, right?
Right.
They gave us mindset. They gave us the can-do attitude. They gave us, I mean, every single day, my mom said, you can do whatever you want to do. And my dad was out there proving it, you know, because he cleaned fish as a seven-year-old because he didn't have his dad. And that's how he supported the family as a kid, as a child. And by the time he was 21, he was a multimillionaire. And he lost his money. Don't get me wrong. He lost his money, I don't know how many, 3-4 times. You know, just kept on going back in and learning his lessons and going back and getting it. And so what I love is that, because people often don't, they see you at the top of the mountain, right? They don't look at what it took to get there. They don't look at the tears. They don't look at the pain. And they don't look at how you had to force yourself to put one foot in front of the other when you didn't want to. And you did anyway. And I really believe that is faith-driven. I grew up as a Jew and studied Torah and never was baptized, or never was, I didn't have my bat mitzvah. And at 50, because I'm 58, at 50, I was going to have my bat mitzvah. At 53, I was going to have my bat mitzvah. And I'm studying, and guess who shows up? Jesus. Like, really? Showing up, and I'm not going to cry. But what I got is that even on the worst days, he has my back. And so it was important to me because I've watched both of you for the last year. Maybe not every day, but I've watched you. I've listened to you and I've spoken to you. And you just keep moving forward, KMF. And you bring Jesus along the way and you don't let things stop you. I mean, how many people would have just said, okay, listen to the doctor. Oh, what about you, Ginger? I mean, like, you just get in there and you tell this company, it's NSF, right? Oh, don't test just one ingredient. Test all the ingredients so we can give real efficacy to what we're doing. You know, and so when people are willing to get to blaze the trail to do things differently, to disrupt the current reality, despite that, people are going to be upset with you when you do. Because nobody likes people who are able to change, right? Even if it's a good change, they don't like it. So, anyways, tell me about, you guys met in New Age, right? And who wants to tell me, who was there first, who pulled who along, and why you got involved in New Age? Tell everybody why.
Well, actually, for me, it was, you know, like I said, so I'd lost everything. Mm-hmm. This industry found me actually down in Mississippi in a semi-truck on my way to Fort Worth, Texas to a rodeo.
Nice.
Again, a whole long other story. And, you know, I've never heard someone that looked for reasons why things won't work.
Nice.
I've always looked for reasons why things will. And what I do is I look to, if someone else did something, why can't I? Mm-hmm. Right? And so when a friend of mine introduced me to a company inside the industry of direct sales, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, if this worked for somebody else, why can't it work for me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ended up happening. Got started in that company. I had really no support. You alluded to it a little bit ago. Success just doesn't appear. Success is a journey filled with obstacles, challenges, trials, tribulations. I can't tell you how many times I was down in Florida building my business and would have a panic attack and pull over to the side of the road and not be able to move.
Oh, I get that.
But then somehow, some way, just get the courage to do it anyway. The fear of speaking, even being on a show like I can't
you?
Do that.
You
absolutely.
Speakers I know.
But here's the thing, though. But Jody, what I did is I listened and gained a lot of knowledge. And one thing that stuck out that I heard from people that I respected is pick your hardest fear and focus there. So my biggest fear was speaking. So where did I focus? I made a goal that I wanted to be not just a good but a great speaker one day. Because it was my biggest fear. So if I can attack my biggest fear, then it makes everything else almost insignificant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started there, and I'm blessed now. And it's interesting because you have to have right vision. Right, we perish for lack of vision. And so I would visualize, and this is, we're going back now 19, almost 20 years ago, new house that we're living in here, but there was an old farmhouse that just sat outside in the side yard there at that time. And I would crank up some music, and it was an instrumental, and I would visualize myself speaking in front of thousands of people one day. Every time that I walked into church, I would visualize myself, this is people coming to hear me speak one day. Every opportunity that I could, anywhere there was a crowd, I would see myself in front of that crowd. Now, keep in mind, at that time in my life, I was afraid to talk to you.
Wow.
And so you have to see it. Then you start to believe it, right? And that's when we achieve it.
Okay.
What's happened with the world we live in today is people want to achieve it so they can believe it, and then they see it. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Mm-mm. Right? It wasn't set up that way. So anyway, long story short, got started in this industry with a particular company, and ultimately that company, which is now New Age, I was down. It was actually one of the first events, and I was down in Tennessee, and I was sitting in the back of the auditorium, and I saw Dr. Ginger speak. And I will be honest with you, she has an unbelievable gift to educate.
Oh, I get
and
it.
And make it where you can understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she truly is extremely talented. And I thought, first and foremost, she was way above my pay grade, to be honest with you.
Self-limiting belief. Hashtag self-limiting belief.
Yeah, exactly, right? But you know, just assumed she was married, assumed she was happy because she carried herself so well, presented so well. But I asked if she would come up and do a training for a group I had up here in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and she agreed. And the story is great. I can let you share some of that story if you'd like.
So I actually got involved with the same company, but just from a product standpoint, because I had heard that their philosophy was no compromise when it came to ingredients. So I was using the products, you know, was going to plan on sharing them with people that hadn't developed the business aspect of it at all. So when I came and spoke at that event in Tennessee, it was more of a health talk than tying in clean products. That's kind of how I did it. So he wanted me to come up and do something similar in Michigan. And in between the time in Tennessee and the time in Michigan, we actually discovered that I was actually part of his business. But we didn't know that. So when I came up, it was a big snowstorm and everything, but lots of little details behind that. But I spoke, and again, I spoke about health, and he can kind of tell you how mad he was because I wasn't really talking about products for most of the presentation. And why don't you explain how you were feeling and then what the results were?
Yeah, so she's just
I'm sorry. I won't spoil it. Go ahead.
No, he's educating on, you know, clean eating, clean products, more in a general term. And I'm thinking, okay, because again, you guys got to understand my mindset. I thought I was in business to sell products. I thought I had to sell.
Right.
And there's something extremely important I learned that day. I watched Ginger educate.
Yes.
And then what happened is through education, and if you're watching this or listening to this, understand, through education, you realize now I need to seek out and I want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, okay, I want to buy a water bottle that has a filter that filters out the toxins.
Yeah.
Don't sell it to me. But once I know about the toxins that exists in the water, I want to filter my water, right? So that's why I bought a water bottle that filters out all the toxins, right? I want to take nutrition that doesn't have all the junk in it. Well, it's easy because once you learn, you can go to the nearest health food store and pick it up and look for just a couple things. And 90-some percent of those products are going to have, you know, a little bit of toxin. Well, why would I want a little bit of toxin in my nutrition? It doesn't even make sense.
Well,
and so
well,
again,
how much arsenic
education,
is enough? How much arsenic is enough is what I want to know.
Exactly. Right? But it was through her education that I watched all of a sudden that group of people transform into not salespeople. Educators.
Yes, health educators. That's how I position myself. I'm a health educator. I don't sell anything. I educate people about the importance of nutrition. Especially, I mean, like, you know, I'm going to segue for a second just to Noni. You know, the evidence about how it impacts the spike protein. And whether you got the injection or not, irrelevant because people are shedding. So everybody needs to be taking the Noni, right? And if you're having problems with sleep, the Noni. And the thing is that when you look at the ingredients on Noni, it's really amazing for your brain health. And so I don't actually sell products. I sell the ingredients in the product because the ingredients are so fine. You know, and the sleep one has, I believe it has Melissa in here and L-theanine. Yeah, it does. And so Melissa, again, really good for your brain health. And so if you're not sleeping, you know, if you're in bed by 10 o'clock because your body heals and your brain does its wish-wash thing, meaning cleaning out the crap, between 10 and 3, right? 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. And so we need to support our body with everything we can. And I often get the question, well, if I'm taking, isn't it just too much nutrition? Answer no.
So Jody, name me one person in the history of the world that was too healthy.
There isn't one, right?
Right?
How can you be too healthy?
Especially in the world that we live in today, right? There's no such thing as being too healthy.
No,
and I always say we don't treat, diagnose, or cure with products. However, the ingredients and the clean ingredients that we're using in the products, and that's why I love to formulate because I want to see clean ingredients and products that I can use for myself, but also people need to understand that's how you're going to get the optimal health, right? Your body's going to be at its peak when it's not bombarded with toxins. And we're bombarded with toxins that we can't even avoid in many instances. So when you do make choices, you want to make sure those choices are indeed what I like to call clean. I know people generally throw around the word organic, and organic's great, but organic is not worldwide.
No, it's not.
Right? That's not a term. Yeah. Certification is not worldwide.
Exactly.
So I like to use the word clean because, in fact, many of the places that we source from, many are organic, but some are not because they don't have that, quote, standard. But the companies actually and the farmers and the, you know, I can think of the Medina family in Italy that we get our grapeseed extract from. The requirement is to test for like 35 different, you know, toxins. They test for over 200.
So sometimes
the standards are even higher in many instances. So you just have to know the companies that you're dealing with. And, you know, the voices behind the company should be telling you this stuff. And if they're not, then you might want to inquire. Or might want to reconsider, you know, who you're purchasing your health and even beauty products from. Because ladies, all the skincare products that we grew up with, all the ones from the department stores, from the network marketing companies, they all are loaded, unfortunately, with hormone-disrupting chemicals. And when I say hormone-disrupting chemicals, just think cancer-causing, right? Because breast and ovarian cancer are hormone-influenced cancers.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the one area. I know when I taught at Hippocrates Health Institute, women would come in with breast and ovarian cancer, and they didn't understand, like, I don't get it. I'm healthy. I eat well. I exercise. I drink clean water. But they never looked at the stuff they were putting on their skin within 30 seconds that's absorbed. So you have to know what you're dealing with when it comes
30
to
seconds. I'm going to repeat that. 30 seconds before it gets into your bloodstream, people. 30 seconds. Okay? Now I want to add to that, Ginger. There's a yes and. Okay? So I wrote an article, my blog, and sent it out. For my 58th birthday, I said, I'm ditching my bra. Okay? Because you couple what you just said with the fact that you have a bra on that's tight and it's cutting off your lymphatics, and then you wonder why you have breast cancer. You know, because it's not going through. So I wear a tank top, you know, instead of a bra. And eventually, because you haven't cut off the blood supply under your breast, it will not sag, because I hear the question, okay? Well, what if I get saggy breasts? Well, if you give it the blood, it won't sag. Just saying. So, and so it's not just even what you put on your body. It's how you can't be wearing tight clothes and expect the circulation to flow. You can't expect blood flow. And so, and then go back to organic versus sourcing. I talk about this a lot because it's, you know, first of all, you're right. First of all, I just moved to Georgia and I'm looking for farmers. And this one farmer said to me, well, you know, we just shipped there. You can't come visit the farm. And I'm like, then I'm not buying your food, right? Because first of all, I want to see how your chickens are. I want to see if they're free roaming. I want to see if the cows are roaming. I want to see, you know, whatever. I want to see how your operation looks before I go eat your food and, you know, and how, you know, do I see any chemicals or feel it? I mean, as a medical intuitive, I mean, I actually can just put my hand or go close to the food and tell you whether or not there's a toxin. And oftentimes I can tell you what it is. So yeah, I'm gonna check out your farm first, right? Before I buy your food, and I will just say this, and then I'll do rant over. But and we have to go to commercial. But this is just, you know, based on my years of research and studies and experience. I eat all food, right? Meaning all real food. And when we come back from commercial, Dr. Ginger, I'd like you to talk about sourcing a little bit more because I think it's so important. People don't even understand the concept of sourcing your food. But I now eat 10% meat and 90% vegetables. It's a really healthy ratio. Find the ratio that's best for you. That is what's recommended from, you know, my studies. I mean, some people say 100% vegetables, but I like my meat, so 10%. And I include fish in meat, sorry. So, when we come back, Dr. Ginger, if you could talk about sourcing and then also the testing, I would be really grateful. And let's just do a commercial here, shall we? All right.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employee or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right, got a couple more and then we're back.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Commercial was about Fluffy, and I actually just want to share just a little bit about that. Fluffy is good life force energy, and they actually cast a net of the frequency of shungite over your home and also prayer. And they take that frequency and they put it over the longitude and latitude of your home, raising the consciousness of your property and your person. It doesn't fix all your problems, but it gives you a fair chance to operate without the interferences. So something that people should look into in a tree for usually for the first 15 days. So just thought I'd share that because it's kind of cool. We use it here. And it also attaches to your phone. So anyway, so back to sourcing your food and testing of ingredients. Go.
Yes, very, very important. You know, I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, the Attorney General in New York pulled a bunch of products off the shelves, health products from all over, from health food stores, from your Walmart, everywhere, and tested them to see what was in them.
Yes.
And to verify that what was on the label was actually in the product and vice versa. And what they discovered was shocking. Practically none of the companies had exactly what was on the label in the product, and many of them had things in the bottles that were allergenic or could even be dangerous for many people, houseplants and different things that were not supposed to be in your health products. So certification is really, really important, and knowing that you have third-party outside companies verifying and certifying that what's on your label is what's in your bottle and vice versa. So the products that we formulate all have certifications, many certifications, but even before I get to those, I just want to back up, and we have our gold seal of approval certification because
nice. Yeah.
We as a company have certain things that we won't put in our products that have our gold seal of approval that actually some of the certification companies will allow. Now, I suppose if they didn't allow them, there wouldn't be too many people that were certified because we're just very strict. So, you know, we don't use the typical fillers, the binders, the lubricants, that kind of thing. We find food-based alternatives. You know, anytime we need a color, like we don't use red dye number 40, right? We'll use beet juice.
Right.
To stamp the name of the product, our Rejuvenix, our energy product, our energy in a capsule, very clean with superfoods, gives you a nice lift. It has L-theanine in it as well, so there's a calm focus. We could go into a lot of details of that product, but on the outside of it, it's stamped in red with the name of the product, Rejuvenix, on the capsule. And we use beet juice to do that. We don't use red dye number 40. Most companies would say, oh, it's just a little bit. We can use red dye number 40.
Why should people be concerned about red dye number 40?
Absolutely. It's a coal and tar and coal based, basically petroleum-based colors. And so you don't want those. I know we've all been exposed to them.
What does it do to them? How does it show up? So if I take red dye number 40, which is also my lucky term. So,
and your Flintstones, remember those?
Flintstones, right.
That's right. So M&M's.
What is the impact? Like, how does
So many. Those colors, the yellow, the blues, the blue Gatorade, all of that. So many issues, but especially with kids, whether it's hyperactivity, brain function, there's so many things affiliated with that. So why even bother? Why use them? And so for us, it wasn't a factor of, hey, it's just a little bit, you know, it's not really going to do a whole lot. Here's the problem with that philosophy that pretty much most companies have, is that we've never done studies on how that little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of the arsenic, right, a little bit of this adds up in one body, one little body in many instances. And so I love our philosophy, and this is why I'm involved with the company, is that no compromise when it comes to ingredients. So our certifications are great. They're very well respected, but our standards are even higher than that. And as you kind of get to know us, I think you'll love and appreciate that.
Yeah, and I really want to go back now to how much is too much, right? So you and I, all three of us, right, we know what those chemicals do. Like, you know, it can show up as ADHD, it can show up as cancer, it can show up as eczema, it can show up, you know, asthma, whatever it is, you know, that you're predisposed to have based on your genetics, right? And actually, you don't have to have any symptoms of your gene, you know, expression if you eat the right things. But what I want people to understand is these toxins are stored in your fat cells.
That's right.
Right? So when they're getting stored in your fat cells, they accumulate, right? Which is why you don't eat the fatty part of a fish that's, you know, in an ocean that's filled with, you know, mercury and all the other PCBs and, you know, whatever.
Keep in mind, your brain is fat too. So a lot of things get stored in the brain and you're not going to be getting those things out. So you just need to avoid them altogether.
Right. And so actually, thank you for leading. I appreciate that. That is awesome because, you know, I study brain health through Amen Clinics. And yeah, was it 70% of your brain is fat? Is that right?
Yeah. I'm right about that. Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Yeah. And so actually, it's got to download. Okay. So if 70% of your brain, give or take, whatever, is fat, and you've got these toxins that are being stored in your fat cells, and a lot of those are heavy metals, and then you put the 5G phone by your head, which is then like interacting with all the heavy metals in your brain, how do you think that's working? Hashtag brain fog. What else? You know, what are you fueling your body with? And how much are you going to ask your body to fight? And if you're driving your car, are you going to fuel it with water in the gas tank and expect your car to get from your home to the grocery store on a fuel that doesn't serve it? You know, somebody here. Oh, we got Andrew. Andrew says, "Does talking about the dyes that are in many foods scary? So many people don't know what they don't know."
That's right.
So hopefully you learn some things here. Yeah, I mean, Andrew, you're right. People don't know. They don't even know to ask. So until you hit rock bottom, you know, where you're, which is what happened to me. I hit rock bottom, right? I'm on 19 drugs, I don't remember how many, but 17 to 19 different drugs. Both my parents passed within 18 months of each other. That was enough stress to kill a big horse. And I'm sitting on my couch, can't move literally because I had periodic paralysis. Every time I ate, I was knocked out flat for 20 minutes at least. Couldn't move. And my girlfriend calls me, Claudia Royston, and she says, "Hey, did you know what's in it was Prozac was one of the drugs that I was taking because I was misdiagnosed having bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, schizo two, because I'm a clairvoyant. And she said, "Did you know that the Prozac is black box?" And it's black box, meaning, and actually I don't even know exactly the term of what black box means. Maybe Dr. Ginger, you know, but I know it just means it's highly harmful.
Warning.
Yeah, warning. Right, thank you. Let's just stick with that.
Even more than the usual, right?
Right, more warning than the usual. And it's because it had a ton of fluoride in it. And fluoride calcifies your pineal gland, right? And
for the thyroid, too.
Oh, Thank you.
Very bad. So if you have thyroid issues, generally hypothyroid is usually, you know, people have, not hyper. Calcifies the pineal gland as well as the thyroid. So you want to stay away from it. You don't need fluoride for good, strong teeth.
No, you don't. I haven't used fluoride since 2015 when I found out about it. You know, got rid of that in the microwave. So, boom, boom. But but what else it does, and honestly, I can't remember if there's a PubMed study to prove that, but excessive amounts of fluoride for my body showed up as small fiber neuropathy, which they said was not reversible.
Yeah.
Score. Gone.
Right? Love it. Love it. The body's amazing when you give it the right tools. And so that's what we do with our products. They're clean products. And here's the deal. You don't have to know the details, but you know what? Here's something you should want to know. You want to know that the company whose products you're taking cares and that they're very strict. And so some people don't want to know the details. They know anything that we put forth with our gold seal of approval is good to go, no worries, and you know, usually way more strict and advanced than most companies out there. So we've got that covered. For those that do want to know the details, hey, we've got all the details. We've got plenty of education, PDFs, videos to help you learn so you can turn around and share. We make it really simple. And then we have the new Quick platform to really help you get the word out about not only our products, but some of the other products that are showing up, like, there you go, on the Quick platform, which I know Erin can speak to quickly about that if you'd like.
Well, and actually, I'm using these energizing scalp serum. Andrew the scalp serum on a scalp. I'm using it to get my eyebrows back. But go ahead, Erin. I won't steal your show. Go ahead.
No. You know, what I like to is, I don't know where we came up with the idea that, and please take this the right way, but, you know, why you have to get up at a certain time and go to a job to earn income.
Thank you.
Right? And that just never made a lot of sense to me. That's why I was always willing to work hard, but I was also willing to look at what others do to earn income. Because I realized there's people that don't get up and go to work every day. Earn a lot of income, and i.e. they own their time. It's not dictated by somebody else.
Thank you.
And so, you know, our industry, and the industry that I'm talking about is the industry of direct sales that's been around for 70 years. The problem with that is that industry is becoming obsolete, and it's going the way of, you know, the yellow cab, right? What replaced it? Somebody that had an idea that was outside the box thinking, and said, hey, let's have a car company, but not own any cars. Let's just use everybody else's cars.
Yes.
But what they really created, Jody, was a win, 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 right?
Yeah.
So who won? Well, obviously the owners of Uber win. The people that can now use their cars to earn income win. And, of course, the passengers win.
Welcome to
It's a win, 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 right?
Yeah.
Well, in our industry that has to go through a transformation, you started off early on saying about embracing change.
Mm-hmm.
Well, change is best when it becomes a win-win-win. And so Dr. Fred Cooper recently, and had been working on it for years, but has created a platform unlike the world has ever seen, because it takes everything about social selling, network marketing, affiliate marketing, all of these unbelievable ways to get the word out, social sharing, right, and combines it into one platform. But what it does is it revenue shares. So it allows companies that have products or services that they want to get out there, instead of putting it in a marketplace that costs them money, where companies, big tech is shrinking their margins, they choose the margin that they want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
They control what happens. For the consumer like you and I, we now are having access to a platform where we can go shop, we can get what we want, but we don't have to have an agent. We don't have to sign up to be an affiliate. In fact, this platform allows you to, for everything that you decide to purchase. And again, currently there's a few companies on there. They're adding, by the way, Jody, just a little side note, they're putting on their first service later today.
Yay!
so out of the box. It literally is going to, here's your hashtag emoji with the head blown off, because it's going to blow people's mind. Like that doesn't even make sense, but yet it makes sense where we can revenue share by doing different things.
Well, and by doing what you do.
Right? Exactly. Right. Like, so you go, I love to use, and I don't know how much time we got, but I'll do it really quick.
Well, we have 5 more minutes to commercial,
okay.
And then we have another hour. So you don't have to rush. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll finish up here shortly, but here's the thing. Let's say that you had you went online and you found a carrot slicer, and I know that's crazy, but hey, you know, it's real food. You want to slice those carrots. And so you found a little $15 carrot slicer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that you wanted, and you get it, and you're like, man, this is working really good. And so you just do a little post, you share it, whatever, in your Instagram, on your TikTok, on your Facebook, on your whatever social media. Maybe you text it out. I don't care how you word out. If people in your influence, people that you're connected to, people that are following you, they say, oh, you know what? Hey, that makes sense. I want one of those too. Jody, let me just run through these numbers because this is fun. Now, keep in mind, the carrot slicer company was looking for a way to get their product out to the marketplace.
Question before you go forward. Do you want me to pull
up
the chart that shows the numbers while you speak?
It's totally up to you.
Easy for me to do because I also have the commercial when you're ready for that. Like, we'll show that one. But I've got this on my website. So let me just let people can watch and follow along. let's do this. So I have it under financial wellness for people who want to learn more. And I'm going to stop sharing that one. And we're going to share the new screen. Chrome tab. So let me just go all the way down. You can download my free book. But before you do that.
You know, I'm actually going to give you a little bit different numbers than what you're looking at. The numbers that I'm going to give you are because again, I want to just use, this is based on like an $80 product with a $5.
Fair enough. I'll take this.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so again, just think about this. You just wanted a carrot slicer.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about something. What's the last thing you bought online? It can be anything.
A basketball.
But let's just say that whatever that was cost you $15. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use a carrot slicer. You just put in your brain whatever it was that you bought. But we're going to say it was $15.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to the carrot slicer company just wants to do what?
They just want to sell carrot slicers.
The basketball company wants to do what? Sell basketballs. So whether you own a company or are a consumer, you're going to love this analogy because it's working. It's happening right now. I bought something that I wanted. The carrot slicer company got a customer. What did it cost them? It cost them the wholesale retail margin that they chose.
Right.
In this particular analogy, we're going to use 50%, which, by the way, is a very reasonable margin for most companies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they chose it. They said, hey, we'll give up that wholesale retail margin of 15%. We just want $7. That's what we're looking for. Great. By the way, they get their customer data unlike many other platforms that exist. One of those big ones out there doesn't allow those companies to get their data. Okay.
Yeah.
So this platform does. I go, I buy. When I buy, Jody, I immediately get a shareable link that connects me and that company. Slicer. Now I can share with anybody. Here's what's not unlike an affiliate. When somebody would click and buy, you would earn a little bit of what we call quick cash, which is actual real USD,
mm-hmm.
downloadable in your bank account, and you can do all kinds of fun things with that. It's your money.
Right.
Let's just do a little fun math. Let's say out of all the people that you know, 5 people just happened to be in the market for a new carrot slicer, and they bought. They didn't sign up for anything. They didn't have auto ships for anything. They didn't join anything. They bought something they were in the market to buy.
Oh, and there's no membership fee either, right?
There's nothing. They just bought the carrot slicer.
Right.
But when they bought, you earned a little quick cash. But here's what's fun. So that's like an affiliate. Here's where we're different. And 33 patents protect this. When they bought, they get the same ability to have a shareable link like you that not only connects them and their potential people that want to buy, but it tracks back to you. They would get the majority lion's share of that money. You'd get 50% of what they get. Here's where it gets fun. The people that buy from them get the same opportunity. The people that buy from them get the same. So think of a ripple effect in a pond.
Yeah.
And what it does is it just keeps having that available wholesale retail margin down to a penny. And if any of those people go back to rebuy, guess what? You earn that same income.
Because it's
so you're now monetizing your influence, and we all have influence.
Yeah.
We all do. So here's the numbers, Jody, because this is what people don't understand. How do you think Amazon's got to $1 trillion?
Well,
people buying things.
Yeah.
People buying things every single day.
Right.
So, Jody, you start, you buy the carrot slicer, five people that you know, they buy it, five people buy from them. What would happen is it would go down to a penny at what we call the eighth wave of influence. Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, you would have created about 488,281 customers for the carrot slicer company. They would have made about $5.6 million because of that $7 that they wanted. Okay. Do you think they're happy? They're ecstatic. It didn't cost them anything.
Financial freedom.
It's a new platform.
Financial freedom. Hashtag financial freedom.
Right? But Jody, you bought a $15 carrot slicer and just shared it. You forgot about it. You didn't follow up with anybody. You didn't talk to anybody. They're just clicking and buying and clicking and buying and clicking and buying. You made a little over $8,066 because you bought a carrot slicer and shared. Mm-hmm. Here's the other fun part. And this is coming very soon. In first quarter of this coming year, which is just around the corner, you'll be able to refer a company. So, Jody, you knew the company that made Carrot Slicer. You referred them to the new platform. There's a little percentage, in this case, 0.5% of everything that they sold, that company Quick is going to share with you, which would have ended up being about $18,000 extra.
Wow.
Not bad. You bought a $15 carrot slicer. You helped a company that you knew get on a platform for free. And so far, you've made about, what, $26,000?
I can now, help with that.
That's not bad. Everything that I just explained, free. Free for you, free for the companies, free for people, other than the $15 carrot slicer that they were in the market for.
Yeah, see, what I love is that you don't have to pay to play.
You don't. And what I call that is...
You have a need, like for the carrot slicer, the basketball...
And again, it could have been the best. It could be anything. Shoes, clothes, whatever. Services that we'll find out later today, which is a really unique one.
Yes,
but really
yes.
Quick, and I know you got to go to commercial, but this is so important.
It's okay.
That is our customer network powered by Quick, and it's free. Now, for those of you that are like myself, like Jody, like my wife Ginger, I don't like leaving money on the table.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I do love business, and I love owning my own business. But I don't want to own a traditional business. I want a business that's non-traditional. I want a business that I can do anywhere in the globe that I have access to the internet or my phone. I don't even want a home-based business anymore because home-based now is everybody's working from home, but now they just changed their box. The box is now the home office, and they got to stick in the home office. I want to be on my phone living life, helping people making money. So our business network, which is powered by this company called New Age, by the way, both companies publicly traded, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But New Age, our business network, check this out. Had you have been a part in that same analogy of the business network, not only would you have got the 8,000, and if you referred that company, the 18,000,
mm-hmm.
but the business network would have allowed you to capture another potential $104,000.
Correct.
Now, here's what's crazy,
uh-huh.
Jody, for doing nothing different, but being a part of the business network, getting exclusive access to those best-in-class products that my wife has been talking about, that you've been alluding to, the Noni, the water bottle, all those.
And I have the
things.
Water bottle, too, by the way. I like the water bottle. And forgive me for not doing this, because I work with, you know, whole house water filtration systems, but I was doing these email campaigns about the toxicity in our water supply and even how to even test in your particular area. And I forgot to put that on there. So forgive me. So people who want water on the go, you, this is a fancy water bottle. Could you share it, please?
So what's nice about this is it's got a filter. Mm-hmm. This filter lasts for about 60 gallons of water.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it filtered out all the toxins, the contaminants, the emerging contaminants, the fluorides, everything that you've been talking about, it filters. Man, we take them everywhere, right? You know, people when a hurricane's coming or, you know, storm or doom and gloom, and I'm not saying that's bad, but what do most people do? They buy cases of water.
Oh,
let me
I
just
know.
Give you one quick little water example. So,
go
so
for it. Go for it. Well,
okay, 2 seconds. We live on a ranch,
yeah.
and my brother works, of course. Becky's out there working right now. It's got cold, right, in Michigan. And mm-hmm. So, you know, the water in the horse buckets in the barn are frozen.
Yes, been there. Mm-hmm.
But do you know that because somebody has donated a couple cases of these plastic water bottles? They've been sitting out there for a couple of years because we don't use them. Do you know that the plastic water bottles, the water in those don't freeze? So all of my other water in the barn is frozen.
I must have petroleum in it.
It's leached.
It's leached from the plastic, and there's so much petroleum leached that on the coldest of the Michigan winters, those squinchy water bottles do not freeze. I can have a 5-gallon bucket of water that's froze solid as a rock, and a little plastic water bottle sitting next to it is not froze. That should concern everyone.
Yeah, and
because
so let me,
you're
let me
drinking
just,
that petroleum.
Let me go back to your rant on the financial, though, right? So,
yeah.
You know, my background, I have 30 years in finance prior to being a healer. And so I look at numbers all day long. And so I look, you know, and first of all, I love the bottle, and I love having, like, we've been doing a lot of traveling. And I really like having the psychological safety of knowing that if my water filter doesn't hook up to my sink, I have a way to get clean water. You want to support yourself. It is not expensive. And when you start looking at the cost, the average cost to purchase bottled water is $4.15 a week. Now, you know, I've done the math for my water filters and everything else. I actually haven't done the math for that one. But I don't, you know, it's $4.15 a week versus, like, for ours is $10 a month, okay, for your water, okay? So the math works there. And then as far as the water bottle, sorry, it doesn't make a difference. If you can't have access to clean water while you're traveling, don't even bother with the math. Do it. Because
yeah,
it will get really expensive when you have to go to the doctor. Yeah, it'll get really expensive when you go to the doctor, when they have to cut that crap out. Let me go to a commercial real quick. Let me see. I think we have, isn't the bottle plastic contamination? Please advise.
It's BPA free. It's a Triton. It's not.
This is a Triton bottle, right? So there's it's a non-leaching.
Yeah.
They actually have a stainless steel as well.
Yeah.
I like this because it shows the filter, and it's a great conversation piece. And people are always asking me, hey, what is that? And I explain it. They're like, I want one.
Okay. Awesome. Zelda, does that
great
answer
question,
your question? Hopefully. I'm going to go to commercial real quick. And actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick commercial. Here we go. Whoopsie. Yeah, share the screen. I'm actually going to upload this video file into here so it's done differently in the future. It'll always be a commercial. Oops, cancel. Hold on. Share screen. Boom. And quick. There we go.
QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique quick link that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's quick link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's quick link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickLink is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickLink rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
All right, here we go.
So see, simple and easy, but just unbelievable technology. It's going to really revolutionize the way that we buy things. I mean, if you buy anything online, you can utilize this. And don't we always, Jody, share cool things with people, whether that's restaurants or, you know, products or services perhaps? And this will be a platform. It's in the beta stages right now, but it is in a form that you can utilize. And so, Jody, I know you've got a couple of links to a couple of products that you can, you know, give out to your listeners as well.
Yeah. So Zelda wants to know how much the bottle is. Do we know?
I don't have the pricing right in front of me, but we can definitely get back to her on that.
Yeah. And so Zelda, actually, since you have a New Age account.
Oh, there you go. She can get it at wholesale.
Yeah, you can get the wholesale price, Zelda. And that's also where you're going to get the Noni, because she asked about the Noni.
Fantastic,
as well.
Yeah.
So,
there's several different options in the Noni. We have the Noni original. We have the one that you just held up. And then we have the little shots with the immunity, the sleep.
Yeah, I have the immunity.
All with the foundation of Noni, which, by the way, has literally thousands of studies. And the original Tahitian Noni is what they've done the studies on. And that is listed in your medical doctor's book, the PDR, your physician's desk reference. It shows a picture. When you look up Noni in the PDR, it shows a picture of the original Tahitian Noni.
So that is awesome. And just so people aren't wondering, so Aaron had another commitment, right? And so
yeah, we live on a ranch. There's always things going on here. So
totally fine. And so if anybody has questions that Dr. Ginger can't answer, you know, we certainly, which I would be surprised, but even so, we're happy to get back to you.
For sure.
Yeah. And so, and Raj says, great show. Love Aaron and Dr. Ginger. Amazing.
Hey, Raj.
People.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So, he's a bright light, one of our closest friends. And then we have Zelda. She says, I'm in. Gave Amazon enough of my money. Where's the link?
Right.
Zelda, I will get that to you today after the show so that you have that. And send it direct to you. Actually, the phone number I gave you, you have your account number. The phone number that I gave you yesterday, you call in and you tell them you want that water bottle and the Noni berries. And as long as we're placing an order, let me show you what else I like. Hold on. So, there we go. So this is Elite. And, Elite has super herbs, antioxidants, and nutrients. Actually, I don't think I have the exact ingredients. Do you remember? Well, it supports cognitive function. Do you remember what the ingredients are on this one?
So Elite does a lot of things. First of all, it's very simple. It comes in a bag with 28 of those little pixie sticks that you just rip off the top, put it in some water, shake it up, and you're good to go. It's blueberry pomegranate flavor, so it's delicious.
Yeah, so it tastes like Kool-Aid, quite frankly.
It kind of does, but it's good Kool-Aid.
It's good Kool-Aid.
Next generation
Kool-Aid, right? Without the red dye and blue dye and all the toxins. But like this is like good for adults, good for kids, right? The kids will like it. They'll think they're drinking Kool-Aid and not realize it's really good for them.
Absolutely. It has one of the most potent antioxidants on the planet called zastaxanthin in there, which is great for your immune system. It's a fantastic antioxidant. And when I say antioxidant, just think anti-ruster. Right?
I love that anti-ruster. I've never heard of that before. I probably should have, or maybe I didn't. I don't recall. But I was always wondering, how can you easily explain what an antioxidant is? Well, yeah, I mean, they go, well, it's going after the free radical. Well, what free radical? Well, it's a stuff that, like, people don't want to know it.
Yeah, again, just make it simple. You know, from an anti-aging, from a healthy body, right, you want to load your body with antioxidants that are found in God's foods, right? And so we use a lot of plant-based ingredients and phytonutrients. So zastaxanthin is one of those. In addition to boosting your immune system, and there's ingredients in there for anti-aging, supporting the collagen in your skin. There's ingredients, for example, ashwagandha. From a mood standpoint, and I have to tell you, Jody, probably the number one feedback we get from that product is that people can't believe how good they feel. So from a depression, anxiety, stress, anything mood related that's maybe not good in your life, having that on a regular basis because of the ingredients, not that we're making any claims, but because of the ingredient we've chosen to use that are proven to help with mood, in particular ashwagandha. It's fantastic for that. So it's just a fun little product. You can also mix it with your shake there, Jody, as well. You don't have to just drink it with plain water.
Yeah. So I want to talk about ashwagandha, okay? Because you maybe you're not making a claim, but I'm going to make a claim, okay? I'm going to claim my health. So I take ashwagandha probably 2 to 3 times a day. So let's go back to Aaron. He's having panic attacks on the side of the road. Right? That's what set me onto disability for 3.5 years. Cause I mean, it was more than just that, but I was having panic attacks. And ashwagandha is such, it's called an adaptogenic herb, right?
Okay. Adaptogenic herb. Yeah. It helps the body adapt to stress.
Thank you. That's what I want people to understand. First of all, it's hard to say adaptogenic herb when you first hear it. And then like, well, what does that mean? And if you take the first part of the word, it's adapt. So your body supports your body in adapting to the current situation. It's typically stressful, right? That's a powerful herb. I've been taking ashwagandha for years. And you get in this little packet. So if you travel or you're going to the gym, you can put it in your water bottle, right? Is there a problem with the water?
Well, we wouldn't put it in the one with the filter.
Not with the filter, but you could do, like, if you're filtering your water at home and you have a stainless steel water bottle,
you
can put it in here, okay? And have 2 water bottles. Look, I'm a double fister all day long, you know. So, and Raj is here, and he's saying, love Elite. I always feel a very nice lift with it. It's one of my favorites. Yeah, score.
In our house as well, absolutely.
Well, and Raj had issues with stress as well, you know.
Who doesn't these days?
Well, I mean, that's what got him into wellness because, you know, his background, you know, he's been on the show many times, and he got out of corporate America, and he's doing what you guys are doing, right?
That's right.
Living the dream by managing your own time, managing your own finances, having personal freedom and financial freedom. And I think that it's so important for people to have financial freedom because if you're sitting at a desk or being, how do I say this? If you don't have the freedom to be, I mean, if you just don't have the freedom to be who you are, to have a hiccup without somebody coming, you know, raising the hammer at you, that's doing, that's not being. And we're supposed to be human beings, not human doings, right?
Let me put it to you like this. You know, many people are being dictated to as to how they're going to live their lives these days.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not working for you, all I can say is, this industry, and in particular this company, because they're so thinking outside of the box, incorporating quick and so many other things, and of course, you know, you've got clean products to share with others. And so we teach people just to redirect their spending. Many people are going either to the health food store or different places are buying online certain categories of products, whether those are skincare and beauty products, you know, water filtration, you know, weight loss, nutritionals, liquid nutrition, like you just drank down. And why not buy it from yourself and then turn around and be able to share it and do everything from your phone wherever you are and not have to be dictated to about, you know, what your hours are, what you can and cannot do with your body. This is true freedom right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And
our business more than doubled last year, Jody. Number one, because people are looking at improving their health and their immune system, but also they realized their finances were not in their own control.
Well, I learned that like at 11.
Well, you're lucky. A lot of people haven't figured that one out yet. You know,
I don't mean like I made the change at 11, but what I'm saying is I had the lesson. You know,
right.
So, I did, but I didn't. How do I say this? So my father, you know, like I said earlier in the show, he was a multimillionaire, probably by the age of 20 or 21. He was also kicked out of high school as a sophomore, right? And so, but he lost all of his money multiple times. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not saying you shouldn't never work for corporate America. I learned a lot.
Working
in corporate America. But you have the freedom, and you do this on your own, to lose, and you have the freedom to win. Now, let me make a distinction. My father was basically doing it on his own, right, with, like, his customers and his colleagues, but he had the traditional business model. It's much easier to lose in the traditional business model.
Right, and who wants to deal with inventory and returns and just all the rigmarole that's involved? So that's why I love it this way, because there's a website, there's an app, right? It's easy, simple, smart links, the quick links.
Right, and let's talk.
So you can focus on what you want to do the most, or in many cases, what you do best, and that's just sharing with people, right? It's not selling; it's sharing.
And you don't have to do the inventory, like you said.
That's
right. That's huge. I have a girlfriend of mine who's an optometrist out of West Des Moines, Iowa. And we met in the late 90s. And at that time, she bought all this inventory because she had the money for this, some MLM, don't remember what it was. Well, it sat in her basement a long time because she didn't know how to share it. So why not just share it and sell it and not have to do all the other work? This is easy.
And here's the problem that we always have. You know, people are asking us, hey, do you have an extra bottle of Noni? Do you have an extra bottle of Rejuvenex, our energy capsules, or, you know, Slenderize, our skinny drops, right? And most people, even if they have an extra, they don't want to give it up because they love the products. They use them, right? And so, you don't have to keep things in stock for sure. It's always nice to have a little extra on hand because people always do want them and want the products now. But that being said, you know, the company ships, your first order is priority shipping. And after that, it's, you know, 3-4 days max. So you get the products pretty quickly.
Well, the first time that Andrew and I purchased our Noni, we were going on a business trip 5 days, you know, later. And so they got me and they got Andrew and I all of our products for our trip, right, in time. And talk
mm-hmm.
about psychological safety of knowing that I had, you know, my Noni while I'm going to be, you know, pressing the flesh with people all over. Would you be kind enough to share about the science behind the Noni and, you know, what they found with the peer-reviewed studies?
So there's a lot of studies on Noni, and kind of it's speaking general because we certainly can't make claims, but in general, the Noni fruit
mm-hmm.
Has the capacity from an anti-inflammatory. And honestly, I will tell you, anecdotally, we have a ton of people drinking Noni that tell us their pains have resolved, whether that's hip pain, knee pain, whatever the kind of pain may be. And we have a lot of animal lovers utilizing Nonis with horses and different animals as well from a from an anti-inflammatory standpoint. But as far as the spike protein, what they discovered in the most recent study as it relates to the spike proteins, which is a conversation that we're all having today because of what's going on, it literally prevented the spike protein from entering the cell. So from a protective standpoint, you can't go wrong. In fact, the big bottle of Noni, the original, comes in a big green bottle. It looks like a bottle of wine. Now, Erin and I don't drink, but we do have a wine, a half a wine glass of Noni every night with dinner. So that's
so we repurposed our wine glasses.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't drink in this household either. So there's something you were saying about the Noni. Oh, you said using on the pets. So can all animals drink Noni?
Yes, probably the most popular animals that it's been worked with is horses.
Okay.
In kind of the equestrian world, that's kind of, you know, our space here a little bit here, because we live on a ranch. And so with horses, from as far as inflammation and that kind of thing goes.
Well, I have two parrots, and I'm thinking, you know, they like to dip their beak in.
There you go. There you go.
So let me
just... I give a little bit to my dog.
You do?
The Noni, yes.
Yeah.
Of the other products, not so much, but the Noni, yeah, I do.
You know, I make their birdie bread. So I make bread for them made out of, like, coconut, almond, flour.
Oh, yeah, you could add some to that.
Yeah, I mean, but I also put in ashwagandha, right?
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, because birds are, you know, from what I understand, have more anxiety than any other animal on the planet, right? And I think that's evidenced by the concept of the canary in the coal mine.
They're very sensitive. In fact, I don't know if you know this story about, speaking of canary in the coal mine, veterinarians telling their adult customers, patients, that do not cook on nonstick pans with birds in the room.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we shouldn't be cooking with those anyway, but the nonstick coating, the PFOA, yeah. It can become gaseous when you start heating up the pan. Not only can it get into your food and be toxic, but it also becomes gaseous and you're inhaling that as a human, but the birds are super sensitive. And so, you know, they were having birds just keel over and die in their cages, being in the kitchen or in the close proximity to the cooking of those nonstick pans. So get rid of all of that stuff. You know, stainless steel, even glass. I have some of the old glass Corningware.
That's what I use.
I use glass
Corningware. I use ceramic. I use stainless steel. That's for us. That's pretty much it. And
most people, you know, who aren't really kind of in the natural health world aren't aware of that. I remember growing up and my mom cooking with a nonstick pan, making eggs with a metal fork. And there's no telling what's in my system. And the pan had scrapes all over it because the nonstick was basically getting scraped away. And so here's the thing. You don't know what you don't know till you know it. And so we're trying to get this, even this basic kind of information. What kind of pans should you use? Yeah, you should not use the nonstick pans. I know it makes it easier, but there are much better alternatives out there as it relates to your health. And here's the thing. There's so many toxins that come at us. And the idea is, Jody, we want to lessen our body's toxic load. Okay, as much as we can with the knowledge that we have. So get rid of the plug-ins, the aerosol sprays, the scented candles. Like, that's toxic. You're inhaling those things. You have no idea what it's doing to your system. Those are hormone-disrupting chemicals, formaldehyde, et cetera, which is why essential oils are so fantastic. There you go.
You know, when I go to the store.
And we have a small line of essential oils. We're not an oil company, and they come out seasonally. Mm-hmm. So we've got our Century, which is out right now on special. It actually is antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, but it smells like Christmas. That's one that you can actually put a drop, for example, in your water or in your shake. And because it has the properties of antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, it's a great immunity essential oil, but it also smells really good. I have that in my bathroom spritzer with some water. That's my bathroom spray because it smells so good.
That's
I'm not going to use
too.
A light bulb. Yeah,
so we do all those things. We have our sprays. We have our diffusers, and, you know, you list off antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial, And what people don't understand is that, you know, you can list that out for most plants because that's what they do, especially when you pair them down to an oil. I'm certified through Life University on essential oils, right? The terpene profiles will drive what that will do specifically for your body, whether it's your lung health, your brain health, your immune system, what have you. And I know a lot of people, you know, some people just think, oh, I can just buy it at the local store, right?
No.
Yeah, and so it's really scary when you start sourcing your oils from you know, a Walmart or CVS, whatever. So I got a message from my friend, Dr. Frank Lawless, I guess, and I forget who, I think it was in Home and Gardens or something. There was, the oils were so adulterated. It was in the news maybe a month ago, no more than a month ago. The oils were so adulterated, it killed 3 people.
Wow. Yeah, I believe it. In fact, all of our raw ingredients, Jody, are quarantined before we even use them and tested to make sure that the certificate of authenticity that comes with that particular raw ingredient is actually for real. So we actually, as it relates to oils, we actually, one of our oils is called Calm and it has lavender. We got lavender in and it was tested and we tested it and we found it was laced with synthetics. So we called the company, we said, hey, this is not what your certificate says it is. And they said, because we had opened it, we couldn't send it back. And they said, but we know an oil company that will buy it from you. So a popular oil company took it off our hands because we didn't want it. And so you have to know who you're dealing with as far as the quality and the integrity with the ingredients. And that is why I'm so passionate about what we do. And it's kind of fun, Jody, because I'm on the inside, but I also have a business with it. So you can kind of get some good background scoop as it relates to ingredients. You know, how many times do you work with companies or buy products from companies and you don't know anyone behind the scenes to ask detailed product ingredient questions too, because it's all behind closed doors. So I love that our scientific advisory board are actually out in the field and we can share this information. We are very transparent when it comes to our ingredients and our processes and what we do.
Well, yeah, and then Andrew Calhoun says, I'm so glad you were talking about the dangers of the chemicals that are in standard products that people use to bring a fragrance into the room. Even the fresheners that hang in cars are toxic.
Absolutely. They are. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe people are buying those things because you're cooped up in this car, which is off-gassing anyway, right? And then you've got these synthetic chemicals. So, you know, you can get the little plug-ins that go in the cigarette thing for your essential oils, right?
I'm sorry. I was going to interrupt you.
Thank you, Zelda.
She says, what on earth does she use on her skin? She's gorgeous. How do you look this good this early in the morning? Do you have did you have a photo shoot before the shoot? Can we find it on Quick Click? So, you know, that's good eating. That's what that
is. It's good eating. Think about it. Every cell in your body is produced by what you put in your body, right? So God's foods, right? Good, clean, super nutrition, I like to call it, from supplements that are clean, are going to give that cell what it needs to be plump and to be beautiful, right? Your skin cells slough off and are regenerated probably more than any other cells in your body, right? Every 7 to 14 days, we can do exfoliator like every day, right, on your skin.
Right.
So those new cells, you want them to draw from good nutrition. But the second thing is what you're putting on topically. Because as we discussed before, a lot of women are using the usual things that we have out there in skincare.
Keep talking. I'm going to go show people.
Yeah. And so what we did is we put together a line of non-toxic skincare called, and it's loaded with botanicals and hyaluronic acid, which draws 1,000 times its weight of water into the skin and plumps up the cells. So we have a whole line, a cleanser, a face serum, which I will never do without. If I was on an island, that would definitely be something that I would take with me, right? A stranded island. That would be my one product. We have an exfoliator. There you go. You have a day cream and a night cream. A night cream with plant stem cells to help in the repair process. Absolutely fantastic. So that's our Lucem line. We are constantly adding. And then we have a Lucem Plus line, Jody.
Okay.
And the Plus is kind of in the category of
products that can help you avoid getting procedures, right? So whether that's an eyelash grower, and that's in our Lucem Plus line, and it's so women don't have to put on fake eyelashes or get extensions and all the, you know, the glues and all the stuff.
Wow.
And then we have a lip plumper as well, because a lot of women are getting, you know, injections in their lips.
What's in the lip plumper?
You know what? It's a whole list of ingredients stimulate and plump up, as well as draw water in, like hyaluronic acid, like draw water in to plump it up. So between the skincare, the basic Lucem line, which is the gold seal of approval, and the Lucem Plus line, which we will be adding to, you know, we're trying to get women to kind of get away from all the toxicity that is beauty, right?
Yeah.
You can have beauty without toxicity, or you can at least reduce the toxicity, and that's the goal. We want to bring down our toxic load by not using things that we might be using, where we could literally redirect that spending to something that's clean and get a health benefit long-term as well. So, yes, Lucem for men and women.
Oh, yeah. Andrew uses this daily.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So my fiancé uses this daily. He loves it. He feels good. And your skin is your largest organ. I love this. And
I'm on a mission, Jody, yes, to teach women about what they're doing, and men, but women that have these issues when they start to hit menopause of having hormone issues. And I do a whole hormone talk, but one of the things is your adrenal glands, because you've been abusing them with stress, with coffee, with soda, with, you know, Red Bulls and toxic energy drinks. So if we can get our adrenals healthy, we will glide into menopause without the crazy side effects. But the second thing, Jody, is our skincare products and the plug-ins, the aerosol sprays and scented candles all have hormone-disrupting chemicals. So if you're exposed to those for literally not just years but decades, which the average person is, when you hit menopause years, you're going to have issues. So if we can just start to chip away at those things and get rid of them, and even learn before we hit menopause years what triggers those bad things that we don't want, you're not going to have those issues when you get older. It's really simple. It's just knowledge that we've not been taught, because industries want to keep that stuff away from you. But I'm here to bring it to you.
So, okay, so a couple things. One, every time I go into like a dressing room, let's say if I go to a clothing store, they have those plug-ins in the dressing room, and I'm like falling over dead. So I just, you know, when they're not looking,
do the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, so that's number one. Don't
invite me to your house if you got plug-ins, because they will be in the trash can.
Yeah, right? So then we're at a hotel, and there's a lobby, and it's like they have this, like, mission to kill, right? Yeah, because they're cleaning, like cleaning and cleaning.
Yeah. Disinfecting, yeah.
Right. So I'm in the lobby yesterday, and I'm chemically sensitive. I am the canary in the coal mine. And an hour later, they're still redoing the floors and the table. I'm like, people. I'm like,
here's the thing. There's a point of overclean to the point where it's going to take down your immune system. Number one, they're toxic chemicals. So you shouldn't be cleaning with any of that usual stuff. In fact, we have in our purity line, so the water bottle is part of purity. So we have water purification. We have an air purifier with a bomb. I don't have it in view here, but that's amazing. Purity air filtration. And then we have a purity home detox, which is the only thing I use as a cleaner in my house.
Really?
So, yeah.
Tell me why.
It literally gets rid of all bacteria, all viruses, everything we've been dealing with. It is NSF certified. It is commercial kitchen safe. You literally, a commercial kitchen could spray it on their cutting boards and their knives and then wipe it down, but not have to go and like wash everything off, you know, before they start using that, because it's not like bleach or anything along those lines. So it has no odor. In fact, it takes away odors. And so what I do is I use that to spray countertops and wipe it down to sanitize. Versus a regular cleaner, sanitizer has legally, you're allowed to make certain claims with a sanitizer. And so that's what category, this is hospital grade, category 4, which is non-toxic, unlike category 1, the bleaches and all that, which are toxic. So I use that to clean. And then I use, I mentioned our Century Essential Oil, which is actually out right now seasonally because it smells like Christmas. But that's the antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. I spray with the Home Detox, and then I use that one over it for the aroma, but knowing it's also antibacterial, antiviral. So that is the kind of cleaning that we do in my house, and I'm hoping all of you will start to do as well, because the regular kind of cleaning with the bleaches and the just all the stuff they're using, it's so toxic to your immune system, and you're making it so super sterile. I mean, you know, kids don't even play in dirt anymore, right? And we need to. We all need to get out in the dirt and put our feet in the earth, but we're not doing that these days. So I don't want to overwhelm you with all the different things that people, you know, figure out, oh my gosh, I have to change this, I have to change that, I have to change that. But pick a few things that you're ready to start changing, ready to redirect your spending from to something that's clean. And we can teach all of that here for you. But start to make those swaps, because that will make a huge difference in your health. Honestly, in the long term, it'll make a huger difference in your finances as well, and the money that you'll save, because you're not going to be spending money on toxic things that are taking down your immune system over time. So
Jody, back in here on though that. So here's the thing. So they're using these cleaners, and I want to share. People think, oh, about my health, and they're thinking, oh, well, I'm not dead yet. Well, that's always a blast, mm-hmm. right? I want you to think about your emotional health. So this, I always look at everything as a lesson. I was in Whole Foods, and they were using Clorox bleach by the fish department. And my personality literally shifts in a second when I get exposed to these toxins. It happened Sunday at Whole Foods. It happened yesterday in the hotel lobby. Because I'm not getting air, right? Or I'm getting air laden with toxins. It goes straight to my brain. It impacts my emotional well-being in a second because it gets into your limbic system, right?
For sure.
And so if you're thinking, oh, this is not me, think again. Because if you are emotional when you go to one place versus another, you need to start tying these things together. Like look at the trends, the behaviors, the actions. Start looking and documenting how you feel in certain situations. Now, Ginger is going to go grab some products. I'm going to run to commercial, and we're going to show you some more. All right, here we go. Are you going to? Okay, that sounds good. All right.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that to help your employee or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to modify your body and food.
Hold on.
Jody, guided by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
Okay, we have one more commercial. It's not video.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
All right, so we have a caller, 847-220. We're going to bring him on. Mr. Calhoun. How are
you this morning? I'm doing well. I'm sitting in Panera right now watching Dr. Ginger, and I was on earlier when Aaron was on. Had to go to the tire shop and get some tire swap, so I had missed a few minutes of the call, but so excited to hear the story, to hear the journey. And you saw in my post earlier in the morning that people don't think that they can rebound from challenges. They figure it's only them or how could it be happening to them. They just need to listen to the stories of Aaron, Dr. Ginger, and Jody to really realize how it's about mindset and you need to really, you can rise up. And no better segue about rising up into the products that New Age has and the opportunity for people to share in both the great products and in the money that comes with it by just sharing what they like through Quick. So I'm excited about this. I wanted to ask a question, and you may have covered it in the dead time that I had in transitioning. But okay. Dr. Ginger, tell us a little bit about the services. I know you mentioned that a little bit, that you're going to be bringing out a service that is out of the box and it's later today. And I don't need to spoil the surprise, but tell me more about the service kinds of offerings, the kind of thing that people can expect going forward.
You know, as far as the service that's been launched today, it has not been launched yet, so I'm not at liberty to bring it forth. And to be honest, I don't know a lot of the details about it. So just today, so we can talk about that maybe on another show, Jody, or Jody, you can bring it up tomorrow or when you get to
it. We know, because we know, we're not allowed to say, that it's pretty amazing. And it's going to be amazing for small business owners. And so let me just say this. If they want to learn more about what this amazing thing is, that's going to be a game changer, how can they ask?
It's being launched today. You can jump in and learn. But honestly, I would just direct everyone back to you, Jody.
Okay.
Those that have questions about it, direct them back to you. And as you get more information, you can start to share. It's a little premature today, but it is exciting that not only can we have products on Quick, but we're going to have services. And this will be the first kind of beta test service on there as well.
Yeah, and let me just say about services for a moment, not related to the one for today. I'm an energy healer. I do spiritual readings, and I help clear energy in the home and in the body. And it's a service that I offer virtually. It will be on the platform when the platform's ready to receive it. So if you have a service, maybe it's not energy, maybe it's accounting, right? Right, right.
Anything and everything. Absolutely. There's over 30, I think there's 33 patents on Quick for various things. And so this will be, it's really next generation. Next generation, and we have the exclusive with New Age to tie into our business for the business customer network. But Quick itself is next generation as well.
And then Raji wants to know, I call him Raji because he's like, that's my pet name for him, but his name is Rajai, as you know. He says, how do you think Quick will change the landscape of how brands go to market? That is a great question.
It certainly is a great question. And we're already seeing it just with this beta test period that we've been in with it. We're seeing how Aaron talked about the waves of people. So when you share it to your first wave of influence, right, mm-hmm. and then they share it to their next wave of influence, it's kind of fun to watch because you can see on the app the waves that go out and how many waves that you have. And so when it gets down to, you know, wave nine, it's not people that you know, but it's all word-of-mouth marketing. This is next-generation word-of-mouth marketing kind of with a cool technology attached to it. So it, for companies, it's going to enable them right now to expose their products when the time comes and they can get on their products on the platform worldwide, because New Age has about 400,000 distributors. So immediately all those eyes will be on those products. But also it opens it up to influencers, right? To whether they're mega influencers or mom influencers, right, with their soccer moms, to be able to turn around and share that, and then you're prompted to click on a link and turn around and share it yourself, and you make that same profit down to a penny. So, and these are the Peter Lamas products, Hair Solutions products, which actually I've been using, are on there as well.
Yeah, and the reason I brought these up by way of gently introducing, because I want Andrew to speak about, because he's the one using these right now, because he has a, you know, he wanted to make his hair better, and he's grown his hair out long. The picture that we have of him here, his hair is shorter, significantly, down to almost at the neck here now.
Oh, wow.
And he has curls, right? His here, within maybe a week of using it, you're still looking gorgeous and pretty and full and soft and holy cow!
Yeah, they're fantastic products. In fact, Peter Lamas has worked on Jacqueline Kennedy and all kinds of, you know, celebrities and different things. Not that is a big deal, but he's been out there in the world. Working on people with his hair products for decades. And so we have that as one of our first products on the Quick platform to share with everyone. So Jody, people can get your link from your Quick Lee Peter Lamas product.
Which I'm going to put in the thread here,
yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Now. But Andrew, you were going to say something.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, so the Peter Lamas product, we did try that because I, like a lot of men, have hair loss. So I've tried other products that haven't really worked. And actually digress for a few seconds just about the different stories we've heard about coming from nothing or coming from disaster and being kind of successful. Dr. Ginger, you're right. Peter Lamas, having heard his story, being an immigrant and coming and then becoming a hairstylist and then realizing that he didn't want to put toxins in people's hair anymore and got into the great product that he now has. This product, so we took the before picture of what my scalp looked like, the top of my head, and then we're going to take a photo in a couple months and see what it looks like, because I've seen other people's before and after photos. They're amazing. But just the quality of the product, my hair feels wonderful. It feels like silk, and it's fuller too, so it's really, really a tremendous product. I'm looking for the other products.
Now, Zelda wants to know, are the hair products for all types of hair extremely dry, curly hair? Yeah.
They're very nourishing products.
Yeah. So you don't have to have a type if you're using plants.
All right.
The type is it natural? Is it clean? Is it good? If it's good for the body, your hair is going to naturally respond for its
highest good, quite frankly.
Right.
What it needs, it's going to do what it needs to do. And I've never seen Andrew's hair look so good, Zelda. So.
So that's the hair solutions package with the shampoo, conditioner, and then the tincture for hair growth. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love this tincture. I'm using it for my eyebrows. You know, there's a story.
You can also use the Lucent eyelash grower on your eyebrows.
Yeah, not gonna do that. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's fine. The
eyelash grower.
My eyelashes are so long that if I put on mascara, it's a bad thing.
All right. I'm talking about on your eyebrows.
Yeah, and that's fine. Jody,
a lot of women with hypothyroidism discover that the latter thirds of their eyebrows go away. And that's just like a physical characteristic of someone with hypothyroidism traditionally. And so we actually have a handful of women using our Lucent eyelash grower on their eyelashes, but then they're also adding it to their eyebrows as well.
So let me get a distinction, because the eyelash grower for the eyebrows, will this work on the eyebrows too though as well or not?
Yeah, that's for hair growth as well. A lot of people are using it around their hairline, kind of up in this area on the top, men on the tops of their heads. Yes.
Okay. And then as the eyelash grower for the eyebrows. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure that this is a result, you know, because I don't have eyebrows from here to here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of that thyroid, hypothyroidism that I had. However, the biggest part was that as a kid, I put on depilatory cream at 13.
Oh, wow.
I didn't want to pluck my eyebrows because it hurt too much. See, I had a high-sugar diet, so everything hurt. God forbid I should pluck, right? So I put on the depilatory cream, and my mom had to color in my eyebrows from the time I was 13 until I just said, forget
gotcha.
About it, right? So we've got a couple minutes. What do you want to share with people before we leave?
So let me just pop up a couple products. We don't have time to go into the details. Just to give you a general idea of some of the other things that we have. One that I'm very excited about, very proud about, is our Nutrify Kids Chewable.
Okay.
This, it doesn't have sugar. It doesn't have the red dyes like the Flintstones. And we literally bought all the children's chewables on the market and could not believe the lack of nutrition in the vitamins for kids. So they're just full of a bunch of junk. So the label on here, this is the most jam-packed formula for kids' vitamins I've ever seen. So there's so much stuff in it, including enzymes, Jody. There's enzymes in here as well. Yeah. The label is... We couldn't fit it all on the outside of the label with all the other things, so we literally had to make a kind of a peel-and-stick label and let all the nutrition with that.
And people know, enzymes are really important because it helps you digest your food, okay?
Yeah. And if you eat mostly cooked food, you're not getting enzymes, so try to eat as much raw food as you can, but enzymes are fantastic. They're in here along with all the other immune support, growth support factors and nutrients and minerals. Nutrify Kids.
And minerals are huge, people.
We also have a fantastic probiotic called Probiotics.
Okay.
The wrong way. This is 15 different strains of probiotics. It's in a glass dark bottle on purpose because these are living organisms. It has prebiotics as well, which is the food for the probiotics. Most of the ones on the market might have 3 or 4. And the other the colony forming units, we have a guaranteed $20 billion through the expiration date. No other companies can make that kind of claim. So
Wow. They
might lie on their front marketing, but when you flip the back over, you see, oh, it's like, you know, 10,000 or 5,000 CFUs, which is, you know, the colony forming unit. So this is for digestion, right, for gut health. But people don't make the connection between mental health and probiotics and weight gain and weight loss and diseases. This is your foundation. This is a basic product that, in my opinion, you should take every day. It's not a huge pill. It's a capsule, but it's not a big one. So for those who say, oh, I can't swallow pills, it's not a big pill at all. One last one, Jody, because I know we're hitting the time here, is our detox spa in a bottle called Restorix. Restorix is fantastic coming from the healing center world. I love the ingredients. It has spirulina, chlorella, activated charcoal, micronized zeolite, a little ginger. You always have to have ginger in your products to make them great, right? And so it's a powder that you mix in water, and think of it as a magnetic scrubber that goes through your body
and pulls the opposite charge of the toxins ready for elimination. So people use this in their weight loss journey if they've reached a plateau, because remember those fat cells are basically that are opening up and the toxins are being released, and you want those toxins to get out of your body. Athletes use this as well because it gets rid of the lactic acid or the soreness from the muscles.
How often use that since it has the activated charcoal? How often can you use that? And we can go over that.
Every day. Oh, my goodness, every day.
Even with
every
the activated day. Charcoal?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
I didn't know that.
I take a scoop. I used to take it every morning, but now I take some other products in the evening. So I take a scoop of this every morning when I first wake up.
Okay.
The only caveat with this is because of the activated charcoal, if you are taking any medications, just take it at least 2 hours apart from any medication. Because keep in mind, activated charcoal is what they use when someone overdoses and they're brought to the emergency room. That's what they use to get rid of the drugs from the system fast. So it does pull out toxins, and drugs are toxins. That being said, don't stop taking any of your medications without working with your doctor. But just know that this is a great way, as long as you separate it 2 hours apart, to pull those heavy metals, pesticides, all those things that we're encountering these days from the body. You can also, Jody, brush your teeth with it because it whitens your teeth.
Really?
And you can add a little water and make them
closer so we can see. Let me do a close-up. Let me make you bigger and then move it there. Okay. Restore, like RESTORIIX, so that's in the Eric line.
Jody, you can send people a smart link. You have smart links for all these products.
Yeah, well, forget them. I'm doing me. Me first. Not that I don't want to share.
So, again, it's just a powder you mix in water. You drink it down. Think of it as a magnetic scrubber going through your body, pulling the opposite charge. You can use it with weight loss. Mm-hmm. If you've reached a plateau, if you've never done it, you want to have some constant detoxification going on because they're constantly encountering toxins. You can brush your teeth with it and then swallow it. I wouldn't mix it in with your toothpaste, but brush your teeth with it because the activated charcoal will whiten your teeth. And you can make a mud mask out of it. And remember growing up, we used to get those green masks? Well, you can do that again. Right here.
I love it. So we're placing our order actually in a couple of days. You know, our next order, because we have a recurring order.
Seven days, right?
Yeah, and so we're, I think we'll have to get the Restorix for sure and share to the program.
And I wanted to just show you, this is the bottle of the original Noni.
Love it. Yeah.
So the New Age name came from New Age Beverages. The gentleman that started it, Brent Willis, years ago, came up with that name because he used to be he was the youngest president of Coca-Cola, and he realized that beverage was not doing good. And so he wanted to start a new age of beverages. So that's where the company originally started. They got great beverages, right? And we merged our company, RX, merged with them. And we brought over MOA, which is another liquid nutrition.
Mother of all.
36 superfoods, 6 medicinal mushrooms. It is fantastic. Has a little bit of a peppery kick to it. Great for immunity. All kinds of ingredients. Turmeric, all kinds of great things in here.
Yeah,
you can
the mushrooms in there, guys, are like phenomenal. Like,
yes. So moms are giving this to their kids. Just rip off the top, stick a straw in it instead of those juice boxes.
Oh,
you can travel with them, throw them in your gym bag as a pre-workout or a post-workout. We have so many incredible products. I don't want to overwhelm you, but I wanted to give you kind of a sampling.
Please do, because
a sampling, Skinny drops.
Go for that. Let's talk about the skinny drops.
Okay. Homeopathic and herbal body balancing formula with a great side effect of weight loss, if that's what you need. The box comes with these 2 drops. One you take, the homeopathic remedy, you take 10 minutes before you eat. The Accelerate is called, you take right before you eat. The homeopathic remedy literally helps to reset your brain, reset your taste buds, so you don't have those cravings for sugar and carbs and bad foods like maybe you have right now, right? It also has a homeopathic remedy for the thyroid to help support a healthy thyroid. And so that is our SlenderX. It also helps to target that visceral, that fat around the belly. And
does it have astragalus root in it or something? Does it have astragalus root in it or something?
This is homeopathic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, astragalus root is homeopathic, I believe. So astragalus root is helps get rid of visceral fat.
Right.
But it's in that one is what you're saying.
I don't think it's in this one. No, because the ingredients are a little bit different. Yeah, estrogen, I think it's more of an herb. Okay, and then Accelerate. This is the second one that you take. Okay. And this has vitamin B12 in the methylated form.
Nice.
Which most people are, if you know about B12, you don't want the cyano cobalamin form, which is the cyanide molecule. No, you don't want that one. And a lot of companies are using it. You want the methylated, so methylcobalamin. So we've got that going on here. We have ashwagandha and rhodiola. So from a mood standpoint, between the B12 giving you a nice lift of feel-good energy and the ashwagandha and rhodiola, this is your mood and de-stressor. So when you bring down cortisol with ashwagandha and rhodiola, you also are bringing down insulin a little bit as well because they run together. So from a standpoint, but also from a weight standpoint, that's going to be beneficial. And then when we're getting your cravings under control, right, with the homeopathic remedy, that's going to bring down insulin as well. So internally, we're positively affecting some of your major hormones that might be out of whack, and we're supporting the thyroid. And all of those have a cascade effect on your progesterone, your estrogen, and your testosterone. So that's why so many women tell us their hot flashes have gone away or significantly reduced. So these are called slenderized, but people call them the skinny drops. So I know a lot of people are going to be grabbing these right now during the holiday party so they don't gain 15 pounds before the first of the year so they can start off the year looking good.
Nice. And you know, Andrew, are you still on? Because I want you to ask Ginger that question. He may have muted him.
Which question?
Is it Miss America or Miss University? What were you?
Well, Ginger? Yeah. I can't understand how you wouldn't win that contest, given
how do you
people think
number four? That's what we both want to know. Like,
now,
what did
you
have do?
That's not really my thing. I did that with a charity and everything.
But here's what we want to know, and this is why we're bringing up the question. First of all, I just want to say, I mean, first of all, your bio has your picture in your beautiful red dress, and I first didn't make the connection, and then I read your bio because, you know, you're a doctor, so everyone's expecting the white coat, right?
Yeah.
And then what we both got was Dr. Ginger is changing the face of reality about what a doctor looks like. She's female. She's beautiful. She's got a body that rocks. She comes in number four for, I don't know if it was Miss America or Miss Universe, whatever. And then Andrew goes, well, who the heck was the first, who beat her? You know, like she's a rock star.
Because it's not a beauty contest. You got that, but all the if people could just read that biography from you, you've been very, there's so much that's a part of your life, and I'm grateful to be on this call and listening to you.
Thank
you,
Anna.
Be on the same team. We're all on the same team.
That's right. We all are on the same team.
So what I have a really good friend of mine, and she won't mind me saying this. Well, her name is Dr. Kristen Willemeyer. She's the author of Biohack Your Brain. And she used to work at Amen Clinics and created all the formulas for his nutrition brand, BrainMD. And she also did all the NFL studies, and how to help NFL players reclaim their brain health. She looks like a flippin' Barbie doll. She's gorgeous and has, like you, a brain that rocks. And what I love is that we have these beautiful women that have a voice, right, and have a brain to go with it. Thank you for seeing the trend to both of you.
To say thank you. I just followed my passion. I have a lot of passions kind of in this realm. And, you know, I talked about my dad being diagnosed with that terminal lung cancer when I was younger and not given a chance. And I have witnessed people with terminal diagnosis, they're alive and well today because of the changes that they made in their lifestyle. So your genes do not determine your fate.
Thank you.
If you look at your genes as the plans, right? Your genes are the plans, but you are the architect. So you literally can direct those plans, change those plans, maybe not go this way, but go that way. You literally can do that with your thoughts, with your nutrition, with your lifestyle, with the chemicals that you avoid, all of those things come into play. So don't feel like you're stuck with something because you are not. I don't care if it's been in your family for generations. You can be the one that turns that around.
Well, right. So that's, I hope I spelled that right.
There you go.
And the thing is that, and let me just kind of, I want to wrap up what I, why I was saying about the beauty in the brain and the body. You're a female. I'm a female. And other females before us had to pave the path for us to have a voice and for us to do what we're doing today. And we were expected to stay home, raise kids, and not and be seen and not heard. And so you're paving the path for this next generation, that you can be beautiful, you can be heard, you can be smart, you can be anything that you choose to be, like anything. And that's what my mom told me every single day. Like every day, anything you want to be, you can be. And so you do that, not necessarily by your words, though. You do that by your behavior and your actions. And I'm so grateful that you're doing this for all women in the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jody, so much for this time together.
This is the first time I've gone over, and it was so worth it. And it's 10-11, which is one of my lucky numbers because that's Angie's birthday. thank you. I would love to have you guys back on, or we can be doing short snippets from time to time if you want.
Sounds great. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, love to have you. You're an amazing person. So we're going to go ahead and do our wrap-ups, and I know that you – well, we all have a lot to do, but you don't have to stay for the wrap-ups. Yeah, is what I'm eloquently trying to say. Thank you, and we will be touching base. So,
awesome. And if anyone out there has any questions about anything that we've talked about today in terms of products, or you want to try any of these, just reach out to Jody. She can send you her link, and you can get on board with clean eating, clean nutrition, clean lifestyle.
Yeah, and stop putting the money into the dirty stuff. It actually turns out to be cheaper when you do it this way, because I used to have a lot of impulse buys, like at the counter and stuff. Now, I don't look at anything. And so my budget is tighter, and I can invest my money in things that make me money instead of spending it on things that sit on the counter or sit in a closet and don't and collect dust. So financial freedom.
Safe, effective, can't ask for more than that.
Yeah, empower your mind, body, spirit, and your wallet, too. Boom. All right.
All right. Thank you, Jody. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
To the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of the day. Love you all.